Pamela Zee is a San Francisco-based multimedia composer who works primarily with extended vocal techniques, live electronic processing, and video. Her album A Delay Is Better samples music composed between 1996 and 1997. Thank you, Pamela. What was the path you followed to become what you are today?
Well, I guess I should give you the Reader's Digest version because it's a long path. I've been interested in sound and music since I was a child, and I think in the early part of my life I was considered a musician. From pretty early on, I was a singer-songwriter, and I studied classical music. I was a music major, voice major in college.
Where was college?
University of Colorado at Boulder. And it was a very conservative school, especially at that time, and there was no electronic music department, and they weren't really big on 20th century composers. So I got a lot of my education about the avant-garde music world and the art world outside of school. I was doing radio. I had a program on a public radio station, and I was listening to a lot of experimental music on that program. Minimalist composers and tech sound composers and various electronic music artists. And from those, I became really inspired and felt the desire to make work that was more experimental. So up until that point, I had been doing mainly sort of singer-songwriter kind of music that was almost sort of folk rock music, where I accompanied myself on guitar. And even though I was doing quirky songs and covering odd music, you know, by different artists, it was pretty straightforward stylistically what I was doing. And then I was singing classical music, opera arias and so forth, and having a hard time finding a connection between the two, and wanting to, and I found that I was criticized by classical music people because they were like, oh, if you do that other music, it's bad for your voice, and blah, 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 and being criticized by people in the sort of popular music world saying, oh, your voice sounds too trained, and, you know, and I think it was through the avant-garde that I discovered a world where a lot more possibilities were okay, and it was fine to combine things and to combine bel canto singing with other vocal techniques. And I also, in the early 80s, started working with electronics and started processing my voice, mainly with long delay lines and building pieces that were sort of looping pieces. And, you know, at the time I was doing it, I didn't really know anyone else who was doing it. I was making all these looping pieces in the early 80s where I was singing and speaking and capturing fragments of my voice, making loops, live looping and singing or speaking over the top of those loops. And aside from just one or two people who were sort of experimenting with that, the bass player from Weather Report, Jaco Pastorius, the late Jaco Pastorius, at that time was doing a few pieces where he was using one of those little stomp box delays to make a loop of his bass and playing over the top of that, and a few other people. But other than that, you didn't really see much in the way of looping. And so I really made a whole genre for myself of voice and electronics pieces that were made from fragments of my live voice looped in real time. And moved to the Bay Area in the mid-80s, 1984, and I really, like, a few years before that, when I started working with the delay, was when I really discovered my voice as an artist, because I began thinking a lot about repetition and layers, and I stopped using guitar at all in my work, and really mainly just used my own voice as the main sound source, and started working with found objects and layering and looping my voice and the sound of other found objects that I would play with. And then it just sort of went from there. I think, I can't remember the question anymore, but I think that's the answer.
What is special about the combination of voice and electronics?
Well, for me, I consider that combination to be my instrument. And the thing about voice and electronics, both of those things, is that those are they're incredibly broad categories. The sounds that can come from the human voice are incredibly broad-ranging, and also the types of things that can be done in electronics are incredibly broad. So just to say voice and electronics might seem to somebody like it describes some kind of a style or an approach, but in fact, there are so many different approaches that just using those components. But for me, what's special about it is that what I am mainly working with in my electronics is not a lot of sequencing or synthesis or any of that, but mostly live sampling and then the playing of sampled sounds through gesture control instruments. And so all my sound sources are usually sounds that were originally analog acoustic sounds that were generated that way. But through the electronics, I can process those sounds and either radically change them or just keep them with their own original character but layer them. And so it gives me an ability to make a really rich palette of sound just with my own voice and the electronics that I use.
Can you describe some of your multimedia works?
I have a really kind of a large body of work that ranges from solo concert pieces that are just my voice being processed live and maybe some samples being triggered using a gesture control instrument that I use, a couple of different ones I have, and maybe a single channel of projected video. All the way to pieces that are full evening, multimedia works that involve multiple channels of projected video, sometimes multiple channels of sound, movement, and the layering of all kinds of elements, the visual elements and the sonic elements, and moving on the stage, manipulating physical objects that are sort of props or found instruments, and so it's a wide range of ways that I work when I work with. And then I've also expanded my work in recent years to include in media installation work, and so those pieces don't even involve my physical presence, but instead media, sonic and visible media like video and sound, embedded sometimes in objects or just spatialized within a room. And so it's kind of hard to put my finger on describing any particular way that it might go, but all of those elements are often included.
What are you working on now, and what would you like to work on in the future?
I'm working on a piece called Baggage Allowance, and I've been working on it for the past couple of years. Last year, in 2010, it had the premiere of the full evening performance work and the gallery exhibition of 7 installation pieces. This year, I'm finishing and launching, within the month actually, the online piece, which is the Baggage Allowance website. And this is not documentation of the performance or the installation, but it's actually an online web-based artwork and sort of a web-based version of the piece. And so it's an interactive piece that allows the visitor to come and go into all these little spaces and find little hidden sonic and visual secrets and also manipulate and even leave some content on the site. So it's the piece, Baggage Allowance, the whole piece, including the web piece, the performance piece, and the installation piece, are all kind of drawing on the same materials and concepts, but it's kind of exploring the idea of baggage in its both literal and metaphorical meanings.
What about the future?
I have a new piece that I'm working on called Memory Trace, and it is going to be a video and sound installation piece, and there's also a performance component that has already reared its head. I always, even when I try to work just in installation, I always end up performance manages to get in there. In the work in progress versions of the piece I've been doing, they've actually been manifesting themselves on stage as performed works with video and my voice and electronics. But the original proposal for the piece and the piece that I'm trying to complete sometime during the next year is a sound and video installation piece, which will involve multiple channels of video and sound, and hopefully influence from the viewer. So when somebody approaches the piece, it will actually affect things that are happening in the piece.
Thank you very much.